following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We're nuts
about football.
That's why we're teaming up to help wide receiver Wes Welker take down defensive end DeMarcus Ware in the Depend Players Challenge for charity.
Actually, we're pulling for DeMarcus.
But we talked about Welker over breakfast burritos.
Get together with your loved ones and vote for the player you want to give the $50,000 from Depend to the V Foundation. Voting ends July 1st.
Together, we can help Wes.
DeMarcus.
Win for a good cause.
Vote at thegreatamericantryon.com.
What she said.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it!
For the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it!
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the second day of July. And the Mr. Basketball Tournament gets going later this week, that annual weekend, first weekend in July. Gals and guys will be in town. They've got Miss Basketball, Big Show, Mr. Basketball, Platinum and Gold Divisions. That starts on the 4th of July at the Health and Sports Center and at Kearney Catholic's Cope Coliseum. Also, we've got the U.S. Senior Open going on next week, American Legion Baseball this weekend. We're going to catch up with Brad Archer of Kearney Runza. They are the defending champions of the Mike Peterson Tournament that they will be playing in this weekend down at Lincoln, one of the biggest tournaments of the entire regular season. Stu Pospisil is the golf writer. Now, of course, we always have him on for our high school sports, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. But today, we'll touch just a couple of high school stories and then move on to the U.S. Senior Open, which tees off next Thursday. And, of course, practice rounds begin on Monday, and we will be in Omaha for the U.S. Senior Open starting next Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So looking forward to that. And that is what's going on. It is pretty quiet. As July rolls around, we're just kind of waiting in Nebraska for college football. In other states, they'll be waiting for other sports. But that's what we're waiting for here. Big Ten Media Days, July 24th, 25th in Chicago. And there he is, sporting his UNK wear. What's up? What do you know? What do you got for me?
Nothing. I got absolutely...
the wrong answer.
I got nothing. It's July. The calendar has officially flipped to July, and now it's kind of a little quiet, little calm before August gets here, and then it's full bore back at it through May. So
this is the month that most people in our profession, and by that I mean media and coaching, this is the time where they take their family vacations, or they're just coming off of them or getting ready to go on them, because when August 1st hits, and for us, it's when July 24th hits, it begins. It gets earlier and earlier every year, but there are a few days where we'll continue to work, but it's just not you're not out necessarily pounding recruiting. You're not going through fall ball or playing games in the spring. Just a little time to maybe catch up. And I'm really bad about catching up.
Yeah, the Peterson, for anybody who knows high school baseball, between the Peterson and the state tournament is kind of a college coach's downtime from recruiting. There's not really – you've pretty much seen everybody that you need to see, and then you obviously see the state tournaments, obviously. But there's some time in there, and I got some family commitments and some obligations, going to do some cool stuff with the wife and kids. But July is definitely for a college coach and a lot of coaches, except for the high school Legion coaches in baseball. July does kind of signify a slowdown. And, you know, my wife keeps getting after me a little bit to slow down a little bit even more. But it does. I am excited about some time off here moving forward.
So it won't be long until we're getting after it again, but let's enjoy where we're at and talk about what's going on in the world of sports. And right now, that's going to be talking golf. That's going to be talking baseball. That's going to be talking maybe a few of the Cornhusker State games. We talked about that yesterday. I did see a story, and it reminded me this morning because it's not that big a deal yet. All-Star game coming up. But they will have the College Home Run Derby tomorrow at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. And then they will air it on the 4th of July evening at 7 o'clock on ESPN. So it's getting some good billing, even though a lot of people probably will have to DVR it if they want to watch it. It'll be shown multiple times. But it makes you laugh or makes you kind of smirk when you had hardly any home runs hit in the College World Series yet. They're going to have these guys trying to bang it out in a home run derby.
I have no idea about this event whatsoever. I've never paid much attention to it. I've never gone and seen it. I don't know if it's with wood bats. I don't know if it's with aluminum bats, if it's the aluminum bats from 4 years ago painted to look like this year's aluminum bats. I'll be interested to see what they do. Those balls are probably being frozen as we speak. To harden up as best they can so that you actually have to have a home run for it to be considered a home run derby. And so it's just an event to try to put people in the seats at the stadium. I mean, I think if you look at the stadium and if you are around the baseball community and you're around the Omaha area, I think the big question people are starting to ask is, what else? Did we really just build this for 10 days in the month of June? And, I mean, if you did, then that I think that's great. But I think they really missed out on, and I think that's why you're seeing the development stall around that stadium. If you went down this year, there's not a lot of new stuff going up. You know, it's not becoming the hub of activities that I think that they were hoping for because there's nothing else in there. There's what?
Play a little Creighton baseball.
Yeah, which is in April.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, now they got this event, but there's no more. The music industry really hasn't.
Yeah, they tried to put some concerts in there and got some concerts in there. And as far as attendance, I don't remember what the figures were, but yeah, they had their July Jam or July Festival. And you can only go to so many of those. Many people are coming back from Manhattan, from Country Stampede, and they're not going to be setting up another three nights in Omaha.
So yeah, so I just think it's an interesting situation that there's nothing else goes on down there. I mean, you know, like, you know, if you read the Omaha World Herald and you talk to the people around there who have businesses, I mean, you got 12 days to get your money for the year, you know, and so I just really don't see it taking off to the level. I mean, they do a great job for the College World Series, but I just don't see the restaurants and the entertainment and the establishments coming around the stadium until you get something else in there more frequently in May, in the month of July, into August, you know. But who do you go to? You're not going to bring in another minor league team with the AAA team already out in Papillion. You know, independent baseball, well, the Salt Dogs are going to – no league is going to allow that to happen with the Salt – you know, the Salt Dogs League isn't going to do it. So now you got to go find a league where travel would be extensive. So,
Omaha Nighthawk football.
Isn't that now defunct?
Omaha Nighthawk football. Yeah.
So it's just very interesting that they did not have a better plan in place for – what else was going to go on there except for the 11 days during the College World Series.
Well, we've talked about Omaha and all the events that they are getting with what they've done at CenturyLink, and I still consider that a fairly new building. They brought in state wrestling, so however long ago that was, that's how new the building is. And then you build the new ballpark, and then you've got the swimming Olympic swimming trials. You bring in the senior open to town. You're bringing in some events. I think they've been so busy getting ready for these that you're due for a little bit of a lull, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I just think it's been a poorly planned. What else are we going to do with Ameritrade? Or are we fine? And maybe they're fine with it. Maybe the businesses, everybody else is saying, okay, we're going to have an 11-day run here, and then we're going to have some other kind of events, and we're going to have the annual Creighton-Nebraska game. Next year, the Big Ten tourney's coming into town, which should be an interesting
and
exciting event.
That's at Papillion. That's not even at TD Ameritrade, right? That's at Papillion. I think that's at the Warner Ballpark. I don't think that's at Ameritrade.
I thought it was at Ameritrade.
I'm going to have to double-check that. I think that's at Warner.
I thought that it was at Ameritrade, but we have...
Boy, I just put myself out there as possibly being incorrect.
I think you might be.
I don't do that very often. Because at first I thought it was Werner, then I heard recollection of one of our interviews here lately that it might be. So we'll let producer Jeff take a look at that. But the eight guys that are coming in for that home run derby, which got this whole thing started...
Ameritrade.
It's at TD Ameritrade? Okay, well, there you go. Well, that's good. We'll have it next year at TD Ameritrade, so that way a Big Ten team, that could have been the joke had Indiana not got in this year. Finally, a Big Ten team will play in Omaha. But anyway, none of the guys were in the College World Series this year. And again, you got to wonder, the big kid that hit the 31 home runs from San Diego, and I don't know enough about him to know if he was an underclassman or a senior, but these guys have to be seniors, first off, to be in a contest like this. Second off, most of these guys... I mean, if you're done, you're playing minor league baseball somewhere. So it's got to be tough to find.
There's some underclassmen. Joey Pancake's an underclassman.
Okay. Well, I thought to do any of this specialized stuff, but if the NCAA does it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as the NCAA is making money off of it, you can do whatever you want. I mean, yeah.
Caleb Adams, Louisiana Lafayette. Joey Pancake, South Carolina. Kenny Towns, Virginia. Garrett Boulware, Clemson. DJ Stewart, Florida State. I'm going to take him. Michael Aquino of Rice, Matt Gonzalez, Georgia Tech, and Bo Thompson of the Citadel.
You know what was cool is in 2002 or 2003, Rawlings did it at Rosenblatt during the College World Series. Mm-hmm. It was the Friday night. It was part of that opening ceremonies. And what they did is they brought in two guys from Division III, two guys from Division II, and four guys from Division I. And I remember it because one of my buddies was in it from the Division III side of it, and they went wood bats for round number one.
Oh, yeah.
And they were supposed to just be wood bats because Rawlings wasn't in the aluminum bat industry yet. Next thing you know, round two, ding, some pings started because no balls were flying out that night with wood bats. So I thought that was an interesting concept. I just think it's weird to have – I don't know how many people show. I don't know what the attendance was for last year. I know for me, I'm one of the most diehard baseball fans that there is. I wouldn't load up my kids and just go down there for an evening to watch a home run. You know,
because you're a communist. Yeah. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line here. Wayne is standing by from Minden. Wayne, what's going on?
Yes. Good morning. Enjoy your conversation here today. I went down for the first time down to TD. They shared the series and enjoyed it. Hot to one at 2 o'clock game, but 7 o'clock game was a little nicer. But a couple was talking around, and they were some people complaining there's not enough home runs hit out and everything like that. I kind of like it where you have a challenge. But I got a question. Why don't they have the standard depth of field in all the fields in the NCAA? Well, like basketball, you only got a standard size of four court.
Oh, Wayne. That's interesting. The one reason is because you've got so much new ballpark land. But his point, if you got that, Damon, was about all basketball courts in college are the same. Why aren't the dimensions of baseball fields the same?
Usually because you're trying to fit it in with what land you got. You know, when you build an arena, you know how much land you got. For some baseball fields that if you've been around and seen enough, right field, you may only get 320 feet because, for example, at Memorial, we can't go past 325.
It's going to go downhill.
It's going to go downhill in a hurry. You know, and so baseball across the board has always been it's basically dependent upon the field, dependent upon the stadium, dependent upon where it fits, just dependent upon you know, who designed it? What do you want there? And that's what I think is something special about baseball is it's so similar, but yet so different when you get to a field. When you know, it is 60 feet, 6 inches, it is 90 feet, but the, you know, gaps are bigger in some places. Other gaps are very, very small. And so dimensions have a huge part to do with it. But, you know, you hear all the discussion about the lack of home runs and this, that, and the other thing. Hey, at the end of the day, the architects and the people of Omaha, the designers of this, they blew it. There's nothing else they can say about it. They put the field. They wanted to go against conventional wisdom. 90% of all fields in this country face, you know, south to going north type of thing. They thought that they would buck the trend because of how beautiful the Omaha skyline is that you can't see because of the monstrous right field line
and
monstrosity,
Megatron.
And they blew it. And they can say bats, they can say pitching, they can say whatever they want. They blew it until they just say, okay, and moving the fences in isn't going to do anything. I hate to explain it to you. It's not going to do anything. I mean, if you look at some of those balls, and I think – if you truly like sit there and watch a game, and like I got to watch the Indiana Louisville game. There were balls that were absolutely annihilated towards center field, and all the center fielder had to do, he's a good center fielder, and now granted, is turn, dead run, and run underneath it. It's just the way it's set up and with the prevailing winds, it's not going to beat an outfielder.
It's like catching a balloon.
Yeah. And if I want you to look at doubles that beat the outfielders or doubles that got into the gap. There weren't any. I mean, there was just as many few extra base hits as far as into the gaps. Yeah. Now, you got the pulls down the line and some flares that fell for doubles. But when you look at driving the baseball, it's a dead man. It's a no man's land. And those games were boring as can be. I love baseball. I love pitching. I love defense. But you heard Adam, you heard the Plutko kid from UCLA. Yeah. I threw fastballs at the letters because no one was going to get it out.
And when you
change your entire way of doing things, I mean, Paul Maneri from LSU, he tried to make it not sound like he's sour grapes. But you build a team, you have to build a team one way to get you there. And then you have to have a totally different team to get there,
to
win it all type of thing. And so it's very interesting, you know, and I think that's why you're seeing the Pac-12 do well over the last 2 years is the ball doesn't travel in some of those areas because of they're so close to the sea or they're so close to, you know, the ball doesn't travel because it's tough conditions there sometimes too. And so I don't know if you've ever played at Jackie Robinson or seen Jackie Robinson during the regionals or Central Regional play or Cal State Fullerton Stadium. It takes a blast to get out of there as well, just because of how humid it is and things like that. So there's a lot of different factors that go into the excitement of it, but it's not just a home run thing. The ball just doesn't carry. It's just not going to beat that level of outfielder is going to be able to run underneath it and make a good play.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up, we're going to talk with Kearney Runza coach Brad Archer. Then Stu Pospisil joins us in the second half hour from the Omaha World Herald to talk about the U.S. Senior Open, which gets underway next week. Don't forget Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram not only gives you the best in new and pre-owned vehicles, they service your vehicles and they take care of you with special little events, sponsoring so many events throughout the Midwest and throughout the city of Kearney. And on their Facebook page, get signed up throughout this month of July because they're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Nebraska football this season. ThinkMidway.com, like them on Facebook, and summer's finally here. So before you head off on your next summer adventure, make sure that you stop in to see your friends at Midway. They've got some coupons on the ThinkMidway.com website that can get you extra savings on a variety of things like your lube oil and filter special. They've got to front end alignment checks. They've got your fluid checks. They've got a big off-road special. Check it all out online, thinkmidway.com. And if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, you can check out their entire inventory there or stop by and see them on South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Midway, it's a better way.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Is a bad credit score keeping you from getting the things you want? If you've been denied credit, paying high interest rates, or just concerned about your credit report, then call the experts at CreditRepair.com. At CreditRepair.com, our name says it all because it's all we do. With over 15 years of success helping people find solutions to their credit score problems, we know our strategic three-step credit repair process can help you. Call today for your free credit consultation and learn how to turn your credit score into the key that unlocks the door to the things you want, from a car to a house, even a new job. It only takes a few minutes, but what a difference it could make. When you call, you'll also get a free credit report and credit score. Join the thousands of men and women who trust CreditRepair.com as their credit repair partner and call 800-394-9512 for your free consultation. That's 800-394-9512. 800-394-9512.
Make your phone smart enough to put you in the seats of Royal Stadium. Use it to text Royals 945 to 90210. Because every week we'll award a pair of Royals tickets to one of our Royals 945 entrants. Enter anytime. The giveaways continue all season while ticket supplies last. Text Royals 945 to 90210 and follow the Royals exclusively in Central Nebraska on Platte River Radio's Breeze 94.5 FM.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs into the mid-80s with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, back to a low of 55, winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Spotty showers or storms possible Wednesday. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Tay with you on this Tuesday. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brad Archer, Kearney Runza coach. One of our baseball coaches says, that's the charm of baseball, Damon. When do football or basketball coaches meet to go over rules? Baseball coaches always do. Ground rules.
I think that's a great point, that it is the charm of baseball. It is the nuance of baseball. Type of thing. I always tell our players is, you know, baseball, whether you're playing good or you're playing bad, that there's no clock that runs out. You have to get your outs and you have to make the other team get their outs, type of thing. So there is some of that nuance and that charm that does go into baseball.
Volleyball, sometimes they have rules meetings because the ceiling might be too low or the basketball rims and backboards might be in play and things like that. But it is true. Plus, they look forward to that, don't you? Especially if it's a really good buddy of yours that you get to shake his hand.
I can't even remember the last time during a grounds rule I asked a question. I always hate the guy who asks questions like, really?
What about that wire over there that's hanging and that'll never come into play?
Yeah.
Well, Brad Archer has taken care. He probably knows every little nuance and every ground rule of every Cornhusker League field in the league. And he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Damon Day on this Tuesday. Arch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great to catch up with you. You guys got a couple of days off just because of the way the 4th of July falls, and you had a very busy weekend last weekend. It started on Thursday with a nice win, and I guess let's just, for the people that are just kind of paying attention, how's the Runza team doing this year?
We're about where I thought we'd probably be at this point in time, I think. Record-wise, I think we're 18-12, somewhere in that neighborhood, but we've started to make a lot of progress in some areas that maybe didn't start the year out real good, but we are making progress, and we've kind of got our defense situated now and kind of found out where we need to put our people to be in the best position to stay in game. So we still got a lot of work to do. Obviously, we're not quite as good on the mound as we have been in the past few years, but we knew that coming in, and we probably knew that a year ago that was probably going to be the case this year. But our pitchers have improved, as I said, and they're making progress, and they're doing a much better job of throwing strikes and trying to keep the ball down and breaking pitches, off-speed pitches, those type of things. We've really improved in that area, so I give a lot of shout-outs to Manny Reich and Yancey Birch in that area.
Well, Coach, you've told us at the beginning of the year you were going to be, however you want to say it, young or inexperienced at a few positions. When you know that coming in, and Damon has talked about it a few times as well, do you have to coach differently, or how do you approach a year like this year compared to when you've got a lot of kids coming back, especially good pitching?
Well, you know, it all starts on the mound as far as baseball is concerned, and we knew that we weren't going to quite have the pitching and the quality at the top and maybe the quantity that we've had in past years, but our kids still compete, and you know, from that standpoint, I think when you don't have pitching that dominates, especially with the schedule that we play, then some of the other things that you don't maybe do so well in the past years when you had that type of pitching, you know, don't show up quite as much. And right now it shows up all the time just because we're not able to get a lot of strikeouts and those type of things. So the ball is continuously put in play. And so you just got to work on a lot of other things as far as situations and those type of things, just simply because we don't have pitchers that can get 8, 9, 10 strikeouts a game. And like I said, so it just kind of changes the game from that standpoint.
Coach, obviously, you guys consistently play one of the toughest schedules in the state when it comes to Legion baseball. And obviously, going into the Mike Peterson tournament, probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest tournament besides the state tournament. What are you looking for this weekend, and what are you looking for your young team going down there as defending champs?
Well, I think, you know, what we talk to our kids about is we do try to play tough schedules we possibly can, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think we play, if you go back to the spring season, the high school season, I think we play 8 out of the top 10 teams in Class A, and then we were originally scheduled to play the top 5, and you know, a lot of those games, fortunately, have been in Kearney for us, and that, you know, that's something we look forward to as well, because, you know, been doing this for a number of years, so, and know some of those guys, so they like to come out and play us out here and go golfing and those type of things. But no, we've got a great schedule, and as Doug said, it started on Thursday when we played Omaha Westside, who was the Class A state champion, and then we had Papillion in here and Millard West in here, which were both in the spring state tournament. And you know, the weekend before that, we had Norris, who was the Class B state champion. And as we look at the next couple weeks coming up, as you said, we go back to the Peterson tournament, and our bracket's going to be extremely tough. I think what they did is we were able to beat Papillion South last year in the finals of the Peterson tournament, so they stuck both of us in that bracket. Yeah. And the two teams that we played in the semifinals, we played Pius in the semifinals, and Papillion South, I believe, beat Northeast in the semifinals. So all four of us are in the same bracket, and they threw the Class B state champion in that bracket as well. So I think their point is that we're not going to let people win it 2 years in a row. So it'll be a great weekend of competition there. And then the following weekend, which, believe it or not, the last weekend of the regular season already, we've got Millard South coming out here and Papillion South coming back out here, and then Gretna, who was top 5 Class B as well. So we've got a lot of great competition coming up, but that's something that we've always talked about with the tradition we've had in here because of the players and the parents and all the hard work that they do, that we need to play these people so that if we're fortunate enough to make it down the state tournament, we've seen this type of competition and we've played most of the teams that are in the state tournament.
Talking with Brad Archer, the manager of the Kearney Runza American Legion team, whose squad will be playing at the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln this weekend. And for the first time in quite a while, neither an area or a state tournament will be held at Memorial Field. And you guys have won so many area titles, but this year you're probably going to have to play your best. There's no sneaking in this year.
No, that's true. We'll head out to Scotts Bluff for a nice trip out there, and hopefully we can stay out there 4 or 5 days and put ourselves in position to get back to the state tournament. But the seeds haven't come out yet, but I'm guessing we're probably going to be a third seed. We might squeeze into a second seed, but you know, right now, unless things would change, we would probably start with North Platte the first round, and then that would leave Scotts Bluff and Hastings to play on the other side right there. But no, we're going to have to definitely continue to improve and then have a good weekend out there. And those nine-inning games will make a huge difference.
Coach Brad Archer for just another minute here. The Cornhusker League championship game is right around the corner as well next week. And has that been settled yet? I know you guys are done with your 10 games, and the last couple didn't go the way you wanted. But have the juniors and seniors got it all settled out for that yet?
Yeah, the juniors, I know on the west side that Hastings, I believe, went 10-0, so they'll be playing the champion of the east side. And at this point in time, I don't know who that is. As far as the senior division's concerned, Pius will be the representative from the east side, and then we're waiting for tonight's doubleheader between Grand Island and North Platte. The situation there is if either Grand Island or North Platte sweeps the other, then they're the Cornhusker League champion. And the scenario for us to be the Cornhusker League champion would be if they split. And so we'll wait and see what happens there tonight. And if they do split, then we will play Pius for the Cornhusker League champion. And as luck would have it, we play Pius this weekend. So I've already talked to the Pius people. And if that is the scenario where we play them, we're just going to play them in that Peterson tournament and count that as the Cornhusker League championship.
Cool. Save some arms and get ready for the postseason. Brad, we talked a little bit about the pitching and the defense. Who are the kids that are leading you at the plate? Who's really kind of stepped it up here for you lately?
Well, the four I'm going to talk about actually are the four that just got elected to the Cornhusker League All-Star Game, which will be played next Wednesday, I believe it is. Might be Tuesday or Wednesday, in Grand Island. And we'll start with our leadoff hitter, Hunter King. As most people know, Hunter was part of the track team, extremely fast, played well in the outfield for us, and hit the ball, puts a lot of pressure on people with his foot speed. Matt Moore, who's played a couple different defensive positions for us as far as second base, shortstop, third base, has had a great year. He's probably hitting in the neighborhood of about 470 hits from the left side, as well as Hunter does. And then Anthony Pacheco, who is our three-hole hitter. Again, he's in the high 400s, just, you know, or hanging right around 500. And I think most people in Kearney know his name. And he's had a great year for us, not only playing his what we would call his normal position in the outfield, but we've played him quite a bit at second base this summer as well, just because of the makeup of our team. And then the fourth guy would be our cleanup hitter, Mitch Heemstra. And Mitch has been battling a foot injury for the last 2 years, but he was willing to put off probably surgery here to try to make it through the summer, and he's just been hitting the heck out of the baseball summer long. He's another kid that's hitting close to 500, but we've kind of had to limit him to playing some spot time at first base, and we needed his arm on the mound, so we've finally gotten him going from that standpoint. But those four kids are well-deserving of the honor to play in that game, and I know they're looking forward to it.
You know, Damon, most of the kids and everything you hear, you know, Samson grows the long hair for power. Heemstra gets a haircut this year and actually is hitting. Is there any correlation there, Brad?
Well, I don't know about that, but we're darn glad that he decided to stay out because he's had a lot of big hits for us.
All right, Brad, well, we wish you the best of luck this weekend, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thanks, sir.
Take care. Brad Archer joining us here as, boy, they're going to have their hands full, just like all those teams are, all four semifinalists from nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I will tell you what, they do not dodge anybody when it comes to to games. And from a selfish standpoint, it is awesome. the teams that they bring out here to play, because that saves a lot of mileage on recruiting, and it gets one of our coaches in the stands or gets me down the line kind of observing and seeing who that next crop is coming through. And there's some schools that, I'll be honest with you, we don't watch just because we don't have a historical connection of getting there. You know, if you look at like a Husker roster, kids come from the same high schools. You know, if you look at a football, and it's the same thing in baseball. There's a connection that you have or a trust that you have with high school coaches as far as, you know, hey, this kid's going to come in and give you A, B, or C, or, you know, and so you feel confident with that. But, man, when you talk about a schedule like Coach Archer said, you know what, 8 of the top 10 teams in Class A, 5 of the top 10 teams in Class B, I mean, you get to see the best of high school baseball out in Kearney up at Memorial Field when you talk about the Legion summer season.
And, by the way, the All-Star game, just for clarification, would be Tuesday, July 9th at Rider Park in Grand Island. We're going to take a break. Stu Pospisil's going to talk a little golf and a couple of high school sports stories. Kenzo Cotton, fast. We'll talk about him as well right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. Choose from either traditional or boneless wings. Both are specially priced for a limited time at participating Buffalo Wild Wings locations. Enjoy Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs into the mid-80s with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, back to a low of 55, winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Spotty showers or storms possible Wednesday. Right now, 75.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. And this 4th of July, you'll be cooking, you'll be setting off fireworks, you'll be putting in some work, whether it's at your daily routine or at the house. And when you get done, you're going to want to rest and relax and make sure you have got the best furniture around from Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. They've been taking care of their customers since 1977, and they'll get you whatever you need. Want a different color? Fine. Want a different style? Fine. They've got all kinds of price range for whatever you're looking for. And the top brand names like Lane, Lazy Boy, Chromecraft, Tempur-Pedic, Best Chairs, Ashley, and so much more at Bruce Furniture. Free setup, free delivery, and they'll take away. That's the best part. Not only will they bring in what you bought, they'll take out what you don't want. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Well, the United States Senior Open will begin next week. Of course, practice rounds Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And some of the seniors have already been at the golf course, obviously brushing up. And the golf writer for the Omaha World Herald, as we know him, the prep sports editor, Stu Pospisil, joins us with Doug Duda and Damon Day on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, guys.
Have you got the twins all outfitted in their Senior Open gear?
I do not yet. They still have their Indian Wood T-shirts from last year that still fit. So Daddy knew how to buy in advance. So.
Well, before we get jumping into all the golf here, it's a very quiet time, obviously, thankfully, in the world of sports. But there are a couple of high school stories out there. But one of those is the continuing emergence of Kenzo Cotton. And he is going to get a chance here to go to the Ukraine to compete for the United States. Stu, is this guy even going to be a football player?
I think he's going to be a football player if that's going to be his main paying route to college. You know, if there's a full ride in track, you may not see him play football this fall. I don't know if I would if I had a full ride in track, because those are, you know, like hen's teeth. You know, you just don't get those. And I think he's definitely national caliber, you know, as his marks and his invitations show. And you know what's scary, guys, is his little brother could be equally talented, if not a little better.
Wow.
And he'll be a ninth grader this coming year.
Who's the last guy you could compare to Kenzo Cotton in the state, Stu?
Boy, for times like that, you know, Kent McLuhan maybe? We just haven't had a national caliber sprinter really come out of here in moons. You know, I'm thinking Mike Aukerman of Bellevue West swept the 1, 2, and 4 back in 81. But Kenzo holds the record in, you know, the 100, the 200, the 400 relay. I know the 400 open is something he's going to add to his repertoire and already is doing that in Junior Olympics. And, you know, he's even with our electronic times, he's only 200ths of a second away from the all-time best on our charts in the electronic, which is 10.39 by Willie Vinson at the Katy Relays back in 81. But Willie didn't have the post-high school career that Kenzo looks like he's very capable of launching.
What else is going on high school wise? Most coaching searches have settled in. I know there's still a couple out there. Anything else that you're kind of keeping your ear or your eye on?
Well, I haven't heard how the board meeting went last night, but I did see that Rick Ripperger was going to be in line to be assistant principal at Hastings. So yeah. That's a good Class B job that opens up at the last minute. I'm not sure how Tracy Douglas is going to fill that as the new AD at Hastings, but I saw that in Sunday's paper and was glad to see that Rick was getting a career move there. And, you know, it's been kind of a, you know, at least back here around the Metro, we're having 5 new ADs in the conference this coming year. And, you know, Mark Armstrong's leaving Kearney to go to Lincoln Southwest, and Lincoln Southwest East had its job open up when Kathy Wieskamp went and became the district head of athletics and activities there. So there's been quite a movement within the administrative ranks of athletics, just I'd say in the past 2 months.
They also had a change at the NSAA that's affecting us as well. Have they hired anybody? I could have asked you that off air, but are they going to hire anybody in Jim's spot?
Well, Jim Angeli is no longer with the NSAA, had a good career there, 16 years, and I believe the job posting is through today, so I know the board has a retreat scheduled next week. I don't know if Rhonda Blanford Green, who is going to be the sophomore year at executive director of the NSAA, will bring some names to them at that point, but I would think that'd certainly be discussed. And what direction that job goes? Is it purely a media job, or is it you know, one that, like Jim had, where you're directing some athletic events as well.
Stu Pospisil with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into some senior golf, because I know Damon wants to talk a little bit of golf here. So we talked about it off air. People are asking me, well, who's going to be there? Who are the names to look for? And it suddenly dawned on me that the competitors, you know, your Hale Irwins, your Tom Kites, your Tom Watsons, they're to the point now where they're probably not, they're going to maybe be there, some of them, but they're not going to be vying for the title. I mean, you look at the past few champions, when you're talking Roger Chapman, there isn't a soul in Nebraska that even knew who that guy was until he won two majors last year. So it's, for me, it's Fred Couples. It's getting to see Mark Calcavecchia, who Nebraska still can kind of claim as their golfer, I guess. And then Colin Montgomery who and Bernhard Langer. So there's four. Am I missing anybody?
Well, I think Tom Lehman, who's been in Nebraska quite a bit when he was developing the Dunes course at Prairie Club. And last year he was only, you know, two shots out of the out of a possible playoff. That's what Chapman won by at Indianwood last year. You got Funk, that he's larger than life on the grounds of Mutual of Omaha. They've got a 12-foot-high replica of him with a 10-foot scoreboard up on the grounds. And, you know, at least he's not in a Speedo like Michael Phelps. So.
Well, as we get ready, this is, again, one of those events when something comes to Nebraska for the first time, usually the state almost overdoes it. It overwhelms the rest of the country, how many people come out and watch an event, because it's just never been here before. And I'm getting that feeling again. I think there'll be a lot of people. Can they talk record crowds? Everything was compared to Oklahoma from a handful of years ago, but is this going to be maybe record crowds for the U.S. Senior Open?
It will not be record crowds, guys, because they're not going to sell that many tickets. I was there in Des Moines in 1999, which for attendance standard is the all-time best. They had 51,000 on the grounds on Sunday that year. Omaha, I think they're looking to get, you know, push 30,000 on the weekend. I think that's probably close to how many tickets they're selling for that, plus all youth 17 and under get in free if they're with a paying adult, up to 9 kids on one ticket. So it's hard telling how many of the kids from across the state will come in with mommy, daddy, you know, golf coach, you know, what have you. So it's a little hard to predict, but they won't get to 50,000. I mean, the course just cannot support that many people out there and make it enjoyable.
Okay, so Damon, we're going down. We're going to be in Omaha. You want to get out on the golf course. If you haven't been to Omaha Country Clubs too, and you've been staking it out, talking to a few of the pros as they've come in and out of Omaha, we'll let you talk about that as well. But there's going to be a lot of people going to their first professional golf tournament. Even if they've been to the Cox Classic, this is going to be still a little new ground to them. So Damon's going to go. You tell him what he needs to do.
Well, I would suggest letting the golfers come to you, and trying to pick a spot where maybe you can certainly see more than one hole, you know, maybe two or three. I think there's some good spots around 05T. You know, if you want to walk to the east side of the course, where all the entrances, well, the main entrance is on the west side of the course. So your crowds will be less as you go further to the east. And if you're around 4 green, and 5T, and you can see all of 5 green. 5 green is as diabolical a green as you're ever going to see. There's been 5 putts there. People will putt off the green if they aren't careful, and if the green or if the pin gets in a really devilish place. So I'd say there with a little bit of a walk. You know, there's grandstands for 8,000. Plunk yourself down. Grab yourself a favorite beverage and you know, let, you know, 6, 8, 10 groups come through. I would say that Monday to Wednesday, if you have practice round tickets, it's kind of like the Masters. Those are the best days if you want to meet the golfers and, you know, after round getting an autograph or what have you, because it's the laid-back time. Thursday through Sunday, we're talking, this is competition here.
They go 72 holes. There's been talk about the hilly terrain there. What are you expecting? I think we're going to see some good scores. What are you expecting?
Guys, it depends how they set up the course. And I think, Jeff Davis or Jeff Hall and these guys, Mike Davis, they're going to want to get the field through the first 2 days because you've got this is the largest field of the year for senior golf. Like last week's Senior Players Championship had 81. There's 156 here, pros and amateurs, and like the Women's Open last week, I think you're going to see scores be pretty good on Thursday and Friday. I think you're going to see the pin placements and maybe the tees lengthen out a little bit on Saturday and Sunday next week. So I think your scores in the 60s are going to be more prevalent on Thursday and Friday than Saturday and Sunday. If you can get into the 60s on the weekend, you can make a big move.
All right, Stuart, anything else who all have you seen so far? We've seen some of the interviews. We've seen the Hailer, and we've seen Calcs in there today in the Omaha World Herald, and there's been a handful of others. You told me there's some special folks on the course today. Who all have you seen and talked to?
Well, Roger Chapman was there for Media Day. Fred Funk played 3 days there. In fact, I think he played a member stag one day. He had his son with him who will caddy for him, which is kind of a nice touch. That story's all right later this week. Rocco Media is on the course right now. Many will remember him for that playoff against Tiger Woods in 2008 at the Torrey Pines in the U.S. Open there. He probably gets asked about that tourney 3 times a day anymore, I'm guessing. But we'll just find out what there is else about Rocco Media besides the 2008 U.S. Open.
All right, buddy, we'll let you get back to work, and we'll see you next week in Omaha.
Hey, we'll welcome you guys with open arms.
Thanks, Stu. Take care. Prep sports editor, golf editor of the Omaha World Herald, Stu Pospisil, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I think the senior event is such a fascinating event, and you kind of asked me if I had any questions. I don't, because it's like I'm an avid golf fan, and I don't even know who's there. Because it's such the Champions Tour. I mean, you only hear about it once or twice a year, usually during this time, and obviously it being in Omaha. But those guys can still play.
Oh,
I mean, you're still gonna, go see some guys bomb it and make some great shots and do some different types of things. It's just they're so, what is it? They've talked about how this could be the end for Phil. He's 41, so most of these guys go pretty much 7 years pretty anonymously on the PGA Tour before they enter the Champions Tour. So it's kind of an interesting situation for the average just golf person to even know who's going to play it. I had no idea Mediate was going to be there and play it. So I think if you're a fan, find out who's going to be there. Go look at a tee sheet. Go see who's going to be there, And if you got a guy you love, follow him. Watch him how he plays the game. See how he does different types of things. And so I've been to numerous golf tournaments. I've had the pleasure. The only thing that I can recommend to people is wear your golf shoes. Wear your golf shoes.
Really?
Yeah, that's the best advice I've ever gotten from an old timer who told me, you're on a hilly terrain. And when you're a fan, you're definitely on hilly terrain. So the last thing you want to do, and it's going to be damp because they're going to be watering the courses, and you're going to get some washout areas or whatnot. If you have golf shoes, wear them. Especially when it's that, because when you're in the crowd, you're usually up on knolls and you're kind of off to the side in the out of play areas. And that was one of the best advice that someone, a longtime guy gave me when I used to go to the Western Open was just wear your golf shoes.
And by out of play areas, you mean the out of play areas for the pros?
Yes.
Not where
those are what I call landing spots.
We've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up, and we'll talk about it right after this.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-789-6505. That's 1-800-789-6505. 1-800-789-6505.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio app. It's a 4th of July doubleheader, and it kicks off in Cincinnati when the Reds host the Giants.
And it's gone! Home run, Buster Posey!
Then we head to Colorado as the Rockies face Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers.
July 4th, the Giants and Reds. Coverage begins at 11:30, followed by the Dodgers and Rockies at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs into the mid-80s with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, back to a low of 55, winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Spotty showers or storms possible Wednesday. Right now, 75.
Get ready for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's next. And in the meantime, Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can call now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you've not won the last 2 months, you are eligible for our $25 gift card just in time for the 4th of July holiday weekend. Get everything you possibly need for your grill to get things rolling this weekend for the long holiday weekend. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, which National League division leader is most likely to win the pennant? We had some Pirate fans. 42% said Pittsburgh, but 58 said Atlanta. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, which current American League division leader is most likely to win the pennant? So I ask you, Damon Dane, who is it? We've got Boston by 2.5 over Baltimore, Cleveland by 0.5 over Detroit, Texas by 0.5 over Oakland.
Detroit's going to win theirs.
Yeah, so but that's not one of the choices. Which one of the leaders, Boston, Cleveland, or Texas?
Well, what, Detroit's now a half game back?
Yeah, after last night, yeah. So Cleveland, so you're saying no way it's Cleveland.
Oh, no, go Tribe, go.
No way it's Cleveland. So the most likely is either Boston or Texas.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Cleveland Indians.
I'm going to take Texas.
That's a heart pick because I'm just an Indians fan. But I didn't even realize that the White Sox had fallen that – wow. They were up, 5.5 at the beginning of the week?
Detroit? No. Yeah. Was it 5.5?
I think they were up 5.5 2 weeks ago.
Well, they are 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah.
That'll
do it.
The Royals are only 4.5 back, but they've got to win games. That's the bottom line. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia as we go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Spencer.
Spencer, let's give you, we've been talking U.S. Senior Open Golf, so here we go. Who has won the U.S. Senior Open the most times?
Do not know.
No, try back.
Is that Bob didn't do not know?
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? We have nobody. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Mark, who has won the most U.S. Senior Opens?
Hale Irwin
is incorrect. He has won it twice, though. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jared.
Jared, who has won the most U.S. Senior Opens?
Bernard Langer.
No, not Bernard Langer. Try back. Good guess, though. 888-455. He's always there. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN if you'd like to join us for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Derek.
Derek, who is the oldest winner of the U.S. Senior Open?
The oldest winner of U.S. Senior Open. Let's go Hale Irwin.
It is not Hale Irwin. Try back. 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. By the way, Longer has won it once, and that was in 2010. Who are we chatting with? they're not always going to be a U.S. Senior Open question, so you can keep trying. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Doug.
All right, Doug. Who has won the most U.S. Senior Opens?
Tom Kite.
It is not Tom Kite. It's a tough question. It's a tough one. It's tough. It's probably not even fair. But so we've got some more here. 888-455-3776. I'll ask a baseball question. Who are we chatting with? Who are we chatting with?
This is Keith.
Keith. Andy Pettit broke the New York Yankees strikeout record in his last outing. He is the leading active pitcher in strikeouts. Who is second?
Ooh. Cliff Lee.
Nope, try back. 888-455-ESPN.
Now, that's hard. That's a tough question.
You don't know that one either?
No.
I'm going to loosen it up a little bit. Who are we chatting with? 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Derek.
Derek, Andy Pettit is the active strikeout leader. Name anybody else in the top five.
It's got to be somebody old. Anybody else in the top five? God, I'm drawing a blank. Can't be, but I'm going to go Verlander. Can't be right.
Nope, not Verlander. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt. Andy Pettit is currently the strikeout leader in Major League Baseball. Name anybody else in the top five. Well, that was really nice. Matt, you never get to be on the show again. What do you want, a Nebraska football question? 888-455-ESPN. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Scott from Kearney.
Scott, you sound pretty intelligent. Should I ask you a pretty intelligent question?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Okay, Andy Pettit is the current active strikeout leader. Name any of the other in the top five.
CeCe Sabathia.
That is correct. He is number two with 2,258. I knew you were smart. Hang on the line. We got a $25 gift card coming your way. The rest were Roy Halladay, A.J. Burnett, and Ryan Dempster. The oldest U.S. Senior Open winner was Alan Doyle. And the unfair question of who has won the most Senior Opens, yes, he won three of the first six. And nobody even guessed Arnold Palmer, but it was Miller Barber.
Very cool.
Last week, somebody nailed a semi.
It always goes right like that. It always goes like that. Hey, before I forget, last night, Memorial Field, Little League All-Star Game, MVPs Thad Huber and John Huschman, and the Pete Marcus Award winner this year went to Gabriel Crocker.
All right, cool.
It was a very cool event up there. It was a very nice night for some all-star baseball.
Last night was like the most perfect night of the summer, wasn't it?
Yeah. A little chilly if you got sunburned.
Oh, good Lord. Folks, enjoy the rest of your day. We want to thank Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We want to thank Kearney Runza coach Brad Archer. Got a whole lot more coming your way tomorrow and then the 4th of July as we head into the weekend. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. You can do that on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Enjoy the holiday, Damon.
You too, buddy.
We'll see you, folks. Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.